Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hour number 3, WEEI Afternoons. Just had a very interesting conversation with Adam Schefter on a lot of topics. Hall of Fame, Drake May's future earnings.
I think we should all like make our predictions now and then revisit them in a year. Because I'm going to call 7 for $500.
7 for $500 is
that's just over $71 million a year.
But this is a fascinating topic, and I wish we could fast forward to it right now because the Patriots have never set the market for any player ever. This will be the first time they've ever, and they're not only, it's not only just a, it's not a defensive end or a shutdown corner. It is a quarterback that they are going to have to pony up. And this, hey, you know what? Hey, Drake, talk to Tom. He knows that he had to shave off some money so that we could put a good team around him so we could win Super Bowls. Mm. Like, can you imagine like what that negotiation is going to be like with a franchise that has historically not ever wanted to pay its players?
And then you blend in, he could be an MVP already at that point. Mm. Hell, he might have gone to a Super Bowl at that point.
Could be a Super Bowl champion and MVP.
Also, I think a factor here is his father was a college quarterback who got a cup of coffee in the NFL. His brother plays professional basketball. So it's a family that's aware of professional sports and contracts and agents.
They're not going to be duped.
Does Robert Kraft try to take a cross-country flight with him and convince him that taking less is in the best?
Is that what you mean?
Oh, no. Well,
he could do that, too.
He could do that.
You know what? Let's pray, Drake, you and I.
Give him one of those little blue pins to wear. But also, maybe he'll convince him, because it was on a cross-country flight, I think in 2013 or so, legend has it, that Robert Kraft convinced Brady to start taking less for the betterment of the team.
Okay. You know what? Yeah. Get him on a long flight.
Yeah. Long. Maybe long need to go to Australia this time or as far away as China, the other side of the world.
I heard there's Pats fans.
I just say, no, I'm good here. I'm just going to slide over this napkin right here.
It's going to get interesting.
There's my numbers.
And I was actually surprised Adam even went there and like acknowledged a number. I was happy that he did, because he's a guy, as he joked when we were saying it, he said, I'd rather be right when you said be first. So he thinks that number he put out there could be right. 65.
I think you're right. I think
I take the over. I do too. Especially with the ratings, as Fitzy brings up, and Goodell saying they're going to renegotiate TV contracts so the numbers could all go up.
Let me ask you this, but a thing he said that I find fascinating is when he thinks the deal is going to get done. Do you guys think the deal gets done when he thinks it's going to get done?
I think
they have him for 5 years,
right?
Under control.
I wouldn't do that. I would do the after next year he's eligible. So after 3 years,
when's the last time the Patriots have done a deal 2 years before it's been up?
But when's the last time they had a Drake May?
And also, when's the last time that last thing you want to do, as we've sort of found out, is not please the Drake.
You know what's going to be? It's going to end up like Micah Parsons. They're gonna wait till his fifth year. And hush
your mouth.
You know,
I don't like the sounds of that.
I hate that. Come on.
I'm just trying to like
be great for content.
If they were smart, they'd get ahead of it.
Yeah, but that's what I would say.
But maybe Drake's like, nah, I want to play it out. So I want to, you know.
You know, actually, a texter comes in. Ted, Steph Gilmore was the last time that they may have set the market, because they did when they owed Malcolm Butler, or we all believed, they owed Butler whoa, hold on a second. 5 years, $65 million for Steph Gilmore. Where the hell did this come from?
Yeah, but this is a whole different landscape.
Why not?
Yeah, yeah, but that's interesting. I got thoughts.
Also,
the guy that we're bringing in for you, the guy I benched for the Super Bowl, watch this. You know,
right.
Being benched for the Super Bowl wasn't enough. I'm going to
I'm going to put you in the corner and watch
how much money we spent on the guy that we brought in over you.
And before we real quick get back to the calls on the Hall of Fame, Ted Johnson's thoughts, that whole thing. Reminder, you have a cornerback to sign between now and then, too, for a big deal. So speaking of Steph Gilmore and the market at cornerback, you might have to hand out $140 million before you hand out the $500 million. So a lot of big numbers coming, but good for the Patriots. Means they have good players, Ted Johnson. All right, Ted, before we get to the phone call, 617-779-7937. I wanted to sort of reset. You said in your three-point stance that Bill Belichick should not be a first ballot Hall of Famer, as Fitzy and I had attested to in the first hour. You do believe Robert Kraft is a Hall of Famer, but Bill, the cheating scandals, he needs to pay a penance.
He definitely needs to. He should be paid a penance, yes.
And in part, I want to magnify something you said that I hope doesn't get lost in this discussion. You said that the Super Bowls you won as a player, the three Super Bowls, came under question because of Bill Belichick's, something you had no control over, cheating scandal that came to light later.
Yes.
So that is something that certainly bothers you on a personal level.
Like a burr in my saddle, did it bother me. It just like a rock in my shoe. When I'd hear players question our Super Bowls because people would just thought that, once a cheater, always a cheater, that there was always something going on. They cite different things that happen in games to bolster their argument. So, yeah, I've never felt good about being criticized for the legitimacy of my Super Bowl rings because of what Belichick did.
Have you had actual conversations with players about this? Somebody from the Colts?
No one's ever brought it up to my face.
Okay. Okay. Because I wondered what your response would be or could be.
I'd be hard for me to, because I don't know. Like, I mean, he cheated, but did you see in the way in which he cheated? It wasn't like he looked through the trash of the team that he was playing against, hotel rooms. He had a systematic way of doing it. He had a guy on staff that was his best friend from college that all he did was pour over tape of signals and ways to get, to skirt the system. That's not just any old cheating scandal.
All right, let's get to the phone call, 617-779-7937. This is an interesting question from Kevin Nahant. What's up, Kevin?
I just wanted to ask Teddy why he thinks that Robert Kraft had no hand in all the cheating scandals and why he's innocent and Teddy's a tainted and Kraft's a tainted, Brady's a tainted, but Robert Kraft gets a free pass. And my second point was Mr. Morality Kraft, he's innocent, but he's going to get caught, taking a hand gallop. And he's
okay, Kevin.
I would say, Kevin, it's what's worse, Kraft's behavior off the field, and somewhere down there in Florida, or Belichick cheating the game that he coaches? Like, are they the same? Like, one did something that was, a personal thing, away from the field. One had nothing to do with football. The other one, it directly was involved. It had the sport involved in his cheating. And I didn't say Tom Brady's tainted. I said, so listen up, people. When you call in, if you're going to say something, you have your facts right. I said that what Belichick did, some people that we played against, opponents, think that our Super Bowl rings for the teams I played on are tainted because of Bill Belichick.
So Philadelphia, I know for a fact the Philadelphia Eagles were people that thought that your Super Bowl was tainted.
Was it
Westbrook? The Steelers, too, for that AFC Championship.
Yeah, same thing.
And the way that all shook out. Couldn't have been the fact that you guys outplayed them and Cordell Stewart had a bad day.
It might be hard for people to understand what my opinion is this way, but I'm telling you, I've had people question it, not to my face, but I've heard enough players that we played against question it. And so that sticks with you, man.
Mm. I do have one question about all this, too. Andy, there's that famous quote about Robert Kraft asking Bill Belichick about Spygate and saying, how much of this is, what kind of they give you? And he's like, about what, three? What did he say, like 2%?
I think he said 1%.
1% or 2%. Yeah. And then he said, then you're a schmuck, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So do we believe unilaterally that Robert Kraft was just blissfully unaware, ignorant to what was going on with the Spygate?
I mean, that audio tells you. Yeah. Like, he would never have said that if he was involved in the cheating. He wouldn't have embarrassed Bill by asking that question, knowing it was going to be out there for all of us to see, or whatever. Bill would go at him if that wasn't true. He obviously said that to Bill. Why would Kraft say that to him if he was involved in the cheating? You think Bill goes to Robert Kraft's office and says, "You know, we're gonna spy on this team right here. You cool with that, right? All right, Robert, cool. All right, let's go. You know, come on."
Bill, why did you want me to spend all this money to build a vault in a media library? What's going on there?
I can't imagine Robert would ever have knowledge of something like that.
I'm not saying as much either. It's just still sort of like, holy smokes.
Ted, I don't think too many people did. I think you said it. It's Bill. It's Ernie. Yeah. It's the guy filming it. It's a select few.
Never any whispers in the locker room like, hey, coach knows a lot of stuff.
Never, not once. Yeah. Did I ever hear that?
Because I've seen a lot of criminal movies and stuff. You're supposed to keep your circle tight because that's less people with knowledge of it.
Keep your enemies close and your friends closer.
Just so people realize, all these people that are, I'm out of my mind. So all of you think it is, he deserves first ballot Hall of Fame, no doubt. Adam Vinatieri didn't? Nope. What about Terrell Owens? He didn't? Both of those guys should have walked in on a red carpet in the first ballot. They did not.
So my argument for you or against you, whatever, might be, and we'll see where this discussion goes. Don't yell at me. Bill Belichick and the Patriots were punished for Spygate pretty heavily. First round pick, which affects the team, the coach, whatever.
Yeah.
I believe, if I remember correctly, it was $750,000 fine for the team, $250,000 fine for Bill.
Yeah.
And he was branded a cheater. His reputation took a hit, just like your Super Bowl rings took a hit. Isn't that the penance? Isn't that the punishment? Hasn't he paid that punishment? And now you're kind of double jeopardying him. You're kind of going after him again by making him wait, given, because you would say his accomplishments without the cheating are first ballot Hall of Famer, right? So you're punishing him again. Is there an argument that he's already been punished? Time to move on.
So my Super Bowls are tainted, but he did this cheating scandal after I already retired.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he hasn't fully paid the price. No, he hasn't, because I'm associated with cheating because of him.
But there's no, you can't get, and I hate, you know this, I think, you can't get that back, right? Like, there's a certain portion of your career that because of this has been tainted, and there's no paintbrush to cover that up, fix that. So that is definitely permanent damage to
those
rings.
You know what, Bill? They punished Bill. They punished the team that Bill coached.
Well, $250,000 fine for him.
Did he pay that?
I think he was supposed to.
Okay, but
it was an individual fine.
Money's nothing to, like, are you kidding me?
What about his reputation?
He's doing a good job with that on his own. But, I mean,
he's really kind of showing us that he doesn't care about that as much.
But it's to me, it's no. It's not, no. I think this is making him wait one more year is to me, justifiable.
Okay, and I would agree with that because we know one thing. Or two things. We know Bill has a massive ego, and this will be a blow to his ego. And we know that he cares about the history of the game and where people stand in the history.
That's why he cheated. Because he cares so much about the history.
But he does love the history. And if you make him wait, history will show Bill Belichick was not a first ballot Hall of Famer. And that is indeed a punishment that hits home more than a $250,000 sold a lot of land in Nantucket.
And then you tell the story of why he wasn't, and people will be like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yep.
Do we know that Bill Belichick has published a statement on social media? This looks to be captured from Instagram recently.
Careful.
Speaking of, it's real Belichick.
Okay.
It's his actual verified account. To be in this position is extremely humbling. I'm honored to be named the coaching finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2026. Thank you to the selection committee and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I am thankful for the organizations and thousands of players and coaches that I worked with for my 49 years in the NFL. This is a cherishable reflection of all my teammates throughout my NFL career. Congratulations to the other finalists, Roger Craig, Kenny Anderson, Elsie. It would have been funny if he said
Robert.
He
didn't say Robert Kraft, did he?
What? Kenny Anderson, Elsie Greenwood, and of course, Robert Kraft.
Well,
I hope to see all of the deserving Patriots selected this year.
Fitzy, Jordan's voice is a little lower than I thought it would be.
Yeah, that was weird.
I hope to see all of the deserving Patriots selected this year.
That doesn't sound like her
We're not
words
talking about
right there.
That.
So
no.
I think he consulted somebody else on that one.
I don't think she got this one. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Steve in Milford. He's been hanging on for a long time. What's up, Steve?
How are we doing, guys?
Good.
So Ted, you might have answered the question here a minute ago, but I've been listening since you came over from the Houston radio and all I've ever heard you say is bad things about Belichick. You never have anything good to say about him. You throw him under the bus every chance you get.
That's not
like,
true.
It's like he was not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
A good football coach. Well, that's just what I hear. That's what I hear.
Well,
and so you just let me finish, then you can come back at me. But my question for you is, why do you hate Bill Belichick? Like, you really, like, he was a good football coach, am I right? But you might have answered it by saying the Spygate, you're tainted, whatnot. But just what I hear is the nicest thing you might have ever said about him was today, saying he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. But all I ever hear is negative, everything. You pile on him. That's my take on how you feel about Belichick. You hate him. My question to you is, why do you hate him, or why do you dislike him?
You know what? That story
Thanks for the call,
might still come out someday, the real story, you know, of what's not. And it's, I will push back and say, I do not hate him. I do not hate him, but I don't have the same level of affinity or respect for him that a lot of most fans do.
Mm-hmm.
The story of that, you know, might come out someday. It just isn't something I'm comfortable talking about.
Right.
But I have a history with him. My opinions are Bill, and it's not true that I only say negative things about him. The coach I'm very, very complimentary of.
Mm-hmm.
The person I am not as complimentary of. And if you can't handle that, Steve, and you can't understand that, or if you don't think I have any reason to maybe question him as the human because of stuff that he might have done, if you don't think I have a reason, then that's on you. But I have reasons for the way I feel. My opinions of the man are shaped through experiences, just like all. So you think I have an axe to grind? I played for the guy for 6 years. So I have firsthand knowledge of how he thinks, how he operates, what he does. And so I'd like to think that I know him better than most. And then so that my opinion might have some weight. Do you want me to be like every other person that covered the Patriots, that played for the Patriots, tell you how great Bill is and not tell you like, hey, maybe there's another side to this story? I mean, if you want me to say the same thing every other former Patriot does, that's not very fun, and that's not as interesting or as compelling to me. But why is it so bad to hear someone else's opinion on the guy?
I don't understand that. Here's you on this very show.
Bill's phenomenal head coach. There you go. I mean, I talk about him,
that was
the
AI.
Coach.
I talk about the coach in
glowing terms. I always talk about the Saturday morning meeting that we were at. People that know Bill know him because of all the things I've told them about him, because I used to tell people how great of a coach he was and how he planned for St. Louis and how he, these things, the horse race. All these motivational tactics. So, Steve, I'm sorry you don't hear that. But I also see him as a coach and as a person. And when a lot of the issues that come up about Bill are about him, the person, I mean, how much of the stuff were we talking about him this year about UNC football? Was any of it about UNC football? No, none of it. It was all about Bill off the field. And so my opinions are going to be different about Bill off the field than they are about Bill on the field. There you go.
Well said.
Jeez. There you go.
It's hard for people to understand that. I don't get it.
The one thing I will give, was it Steve, the caller?
I think that was Steve.
He said, well, what I hear is, and there's a lot of that. People hear what they want.
You just outed yourself.
What I hear is. God,
I think that's what, and
there's a lot of that with
this
Bill.
This is not informed. I'm not saying I represent or I'm the attorney representing Pat's fans at large listening to the station or listening to the sound of your voice head. But I think Steve represents a lot of people that just hear like, hey, you know, like I'm up here on the wall and I got all these people. I had to deal with slings and arrows from Goodell and Glazer and then Dorito Dink and everything. I'm the messenger.
And you know what? If people, well, what did he do to you? You know what? Someday that story might come out. It was never be smart for me to say it back then.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why, Bill? You know, all these people that defend Bill, you know what? Bill can call me. Bill can find me. I'm easy to find. Never not once has he ever said anything about what I've said about him. Has he ever pushed back, oh, he's a liar, through any back channels? Never not once, because he knows the way I feel about him is justified. And I got a story to tell you maybe someday that would clear it all up, but then, you know.
Can we do that on this show and tease it when you do it?
Okay. I was going to say, and also, let me ask straight up. I'd love to know, because I've heard a lot of things long before I ever met you in person or did one radio show. Do you think Bill sort of compartmentalizes his feelings about that, and or if under oath or under a bright interrogation light, he would say he feels badly about it?
You know what? If you put truth serum in him, he'd say he felt badly. But if it's about survival and reputation and image, he'll lie to the death, because he doesn't want anybody to know how he really thinks and feels about things.
Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Robert in Hartford. What's up, Robert? Okay.
Wow.
Robert just hung up on himself. I hope you heard that.
No, Jordan cut the line.
No, he literally hung up on himself.
He was about to say something.
He was. Yeah. I think he tried
to go from speaker
to regular, there and he is. Hung up. Robert, can you hear us?
Can you hear? Yeah, I'm back, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey.
My bad. I have a waterproof phone. I'm just getting my
Let's land the plane, Robert.
Hey, this is what it sounds like talking to my dad right here. This is Ted Senior right here.
Okay, Robert.
I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
That fully respects Ted Johnson and recognize what an asset he is to your program and outfit. And I hope you're paying him.
It's not the Pat McAfee show.
I think Ted's right on many counts. He offers an insight, and I don't know Ted other than from rooting for him and the Patriots for a long time, and he's right on this. I'm not a football player. I've been on sports teams in my younger days, and I see that what Ted is suggesting that this questions the team's overall success.
Thanks for the call, Robert.
You know, it's we're that plane's going to land. It's just not right now.
It was actually
it tried to. The Bumpy. Wheels skipped off the icy runway, yep. And then now they're.
But thank you for the kind words, Robert. Thank you. I appreciate that.
617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls, and we might squeeze in a little mini TED talk. Ted has thoughts on the Patriots-Giants Monday Night Football, but we're rolling. The opinions are flying. You saw the emotion of Ted Johnson this segment. We'll continue to take your phone calls. Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft up for the Hall of Fame. Who should be in? Who shouldn't? How's it going to play out? That's up next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.